Break podcast for September 8th, 2015. So today we've got a special guest here, Tadao. Thanks for coming in.
Hi, Griffin. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So haven't seen you for a while.
Yeah, it's been less than 2 years, 1 year and 9 months.
All right. Well, where have you been?
Actually, now I'm back in Japan, but right. I've been in Papua New Guinea.
Papua New Guinea?
Do you know where it's located?
So, is that close to Indonesia?
Yeah, it's next to Indonesia.
Right. Papua New Guinea, what are you doing there?
I've been doing volunteer work.
Okay.
Over there.
Great.
Yeah.
Is that through some sort of agency or?
Yes, it's called JICA, Japan International Cooperation Agency.
Fantastic. And so how long will you be staying there?
My assignment is for 2 years.
Okay.
And then I'll finish my contract next January.
Next January. And then are you going to extend after that or do you?
No, okay. I'm not thinking about that.
Okay. Is that a possibility though?
Yeah, some volunteers extended their assignment length.
Right.
From 2 years to 3 years.
Okay. I see. So you'll be coming back to Japan?
After? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, good. So, wow. I got a ton of questions I want to ask you. But first of all, what are you doing over there as a volunteer?
So, how should I say? So, I belong to local Fish Farmers Association.
Okay. Is it like a union or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was supposed to help them. I was supposed to tell them some knowledge about right. business, how to organize the union,
okay,
and how to collect all the membership fee, something like that. But once I get to Papua New Guinea, the situation was not something I've heard before,
right.
So what I did most of the time over there was to give some knowledge about how to grow fish bigger. It's called tilapia.
Okay.
The fish.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Did you have a background in that before?
No, I was very new
right.
in this field.
Mm-hmm.
But fortunately, there was some, another volunteer who specialized in fish farming, mm-hmm. fish. So I could get a lot of information, advice, about how to look after their fish.
Right. And do you communicate using English?
Before going to Papua New Guinea, I heard people can communicate in English.
Right.
But actually, yes, there are some people who can communicate in English,
mm-hmm.
but most of the local people, they cannot use English properly.
Right.
So, yeah, I communicated with them in local language. Okay. It's called Pidgin.
Pidgin, okay.
Mm. It's like a broken English.
Like a broken English, okay. Excellent. I imagine you've had a really amazing experience. Can you tell us a little bit about the place that you're living? Is it a big city like Tokyo?
No, it's very rural area.
Mm-hmm.
And then the whole population in that town is approximately somewhere between 20,000 or 30,000 people.
20,000 to 30,000 people. Okay. So it's not so small.
Mm-hmm. And it's it's surrounded by bush, like a forest, trees. And then it rained literally every day.
Really?
So, but it was okay.
Does it rain, like it's raining out here today in Japan, like all day long, or is it, you know, kind of like intermittent rain where it rains off and on?
I can say okay, so the basic temperature back there, so in the morning it's sunny,
mm-hmm.
and in the afternoon it's getting cloudy, and then late in the afternoon it starts raining.
Okay.
Like through the night.
Right.
And then next morning, it's sunny.
Repeat. Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about the people?
They're very friendly
mm-hmm.
and they're kind. And they like to lead simple life.
Okay.
And nothing luxurious.
Right.
And I like their friendliness.
Excellent. And you're working together with the Fishermen's Union, and you're actually growing the tilapia in the river?
Not in the river.
Right.
In their fish ponds.
In their fish ponds.
Next to their houses.
Okay.
There are like several fish ponds, like five or six fish ponds.
Right.
Next to their house. And then they look after like a little tilapia. And then, but they don't know how to make it bigger.
Just give it more food.
It's not that simple.
Not that simple. Okay.
So you need to like, how can I say? Like you need to enrich the quality of the pond. So in order to do so, you have like of course you need to like how can I say? Like you need to like give some bacteria.
Okay. So creating the right environment
to
thrive.
Yes.
That sounds like interesting work.
It is.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. You know, you're over there to try to teach, but I imagine you're learning a lot of things for yourself.
Yeah, from them actually, yes.
Exactly. Yeah. So it sounds like a win-win situation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about the places that you live in terms of the geography? Like, how far is it from any major city?
So my place is located like almost on the border between Papua New Guinea and Indonesia.
Okay.
And then if you go to the capital city of Papua New Guinea,
right,
it takes like about 2 hours by flight.
So is that the only way to get?
Yes, that's the only way. So there's no like highway connected to the capital city.
So it's pretty remote.
Yes.
Yeah. Great. And, you know, I guess there are certain things that you found, of course, living in Papua New Guinea different from living in Tokyo. Are there some things that you, when you're in Papua New Guinea, that you really miss about life in Tokyo?
I really love natto.
Okay.
So the first food I ate when I came back to Japan, that was natto.
Okay.
With rice.
Natto with rice. So food is a lot different.
Yeah. Like actually, like for Japanese,
mm-hmm.
It's almost impossible to like their food because they make food like a simple way, like just adding salt, sugar, pepper, and that's it.
Okay. Is the main food like for me coming from North America, our staple food might be, you know, bread or things like that. Is it bread?
Their staple foods, sweet potato,
sure.
Taro, yam potato,
mm-hmm.
and like basically potatoes.
Potatoes.
And
bananas. So can you just go outside of your house and
get some bananas like everywhere. So you can find like it's a pigeon.
Okay.
There are. So many like sweet bananas.
Okay. So everywhere. what's the pigeon word for sweet bananas?
It's called mao banana. Mao means like a ripe.
Okay. Yeah. And you're going to come back to Tokyo in January. So tell us a little bit about what you think you'll miss about life in Papua New Guinea once you're back.
One thing I really liked about Papua New Guinea is you can see beautiful ocean. The color of the ocean is very like crystal clear.
Okay.
And you can through the bottom of the ocean from your eyes. And then there are a lot of there are variety of beautiful fish.
Mm.
So yeah, like if you like marine sports,
mm-hmm.
Papua New Guinea would be the best place to go to.
All right. Some great advice there. Good for you.
That's awesome.
Well, thanks for coming in today, Tara.
Thank you very much for your time.
Yeah. And we'll see you soon.
See you.